All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Lalima Aneja Dang. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit China on Friday for an informal summit with President Xi Jinping. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj says the meeting aims to enhance mutual communication. Delhi police traces about 3,000 missing children in just 4 days by using facial recognition system. Classes 9th to 12th to have mandatory health and physical education class every day, says CBSE. In a first, over 1,300 Indian women to perform Hajj this year without male guardians. IMF unveils new anti-corruption policy for its member states. Record 20 Indian Americans to contest this year's US congressional elections. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets at Jaipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in China on Friday and Saturday for an informal summit with President Xi Jinping. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj made the announcement at a joint briefing with her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. She said the meeting in Wuhan City will be an important occasion for the two sides to exchange views on bilateral and international matters with an aim to enhance mutual communication.
पिछले वर्ष हमारे नेताओं के बीच इस बात को लेकर सहमति बनी थी कि विश्व में हो रहे बदलाव के चलते भारत और चीन संबंध स्थायित्व के लिए आवश्यक है और यह हमारा साझा दायित्व है कि हम विश्व में शांति सुरक्षा और संपन्नता स्थापित करने में मदद करें अपनी अपनी राष्ट्रीय विकासात्मक प्राथमिकताओं पर चर्चा करेंगे और दोनों देशों के बीच बहुआयामी संपर्कों को आगे बढ़ाने की दिशा निर्धारित करेंगे ताकि हम अपनी नजदीकी विकासात्मक साझेदारी को और अधिक मजबूत कर सकें.
The External Affairs Minister also announced that the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra through the Nathula route will resume this year. On her meeting with the Chinese Foreign Minister, Mrs. Swaraj said the two sides reviewed various aspects of bilateral relations and discussed regional and international issues of mutual interest.
हमने अपनी वार्ताओं की गति बनाए रखने पर भी सहमति व्यक्त की है हमने दोनों देशों के लोगों के बीच आपसी संपर्क को और मजबूत करने पर चर्चा की ताकि दोनों देशों के लोगों का एक दूसरे के और नजदीक लाया जा सके.
Mr. Wang said the bilateral ties have shown a positive momentum this year under the guidance of top leaders of the two nations. He said India's membership to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, has expanded its potential and influence and is providing a new platform for the India-China cooperation. Mrs. Swaraj will take part in the SCO Foreign Minister's meeting tomorrow. In Karnataka, BJP's chief ministerial candidate B.S. Yediyurappa has vowed to rebuild the brand Bengaluru image through holistic planning and corruption-free transparent administration. Interacting with people in Bengaluru yesterday as part of his election campaign, Mr. Yediyurappa elicited their opinions on diverse topics like how to save lakes and improve living conditions. Talking to reporters at another event, Mr. Yediyurappa said the party leadership is weighing options and the decision on BJP candidate against Chief Minister Siddaramaiah from Badami will be out shortly. Here's more from a correspondent.
The Congress has not declared candidate for the male quota segment where it is likely to support Darshan Puttanaiah, who will fight the election on ticket from Swaraj India. The actor-turned-politician Ambarish recontesting from Mandya Assembly constituency as Congress candidate remains unclear as he is yet to collect his B-form from the party. In another development, Union Minister Anand Kumar Hegde's secretary has filed a police complaint alleging threat to minister's life. According to the complaint, the minister received a call on his landline when the caller threatened to kill him. The minister had also received an internet call on his mobile number at 2 a.m. day before yesterday. Sudhindra, AIR News, Bengaluru.
Delhi police has traced about 3,000 missing children in just 4 days by using the facial recognition system or FRS. This was stated by the Women and Child Development Ministry in an affidavit to the Delhi High Court. The ministry said Delhi police used the FRS on 45,000 children living in different children homes between the 6th and the 10th of this month, adding that 2,930 of them were recognized. The ministry said efforts are on to help the children reunite with their families. The Delhi police took help of the FRS after the High Court asked it to test run the software. FRS stores the facial features of a child and matches them with photographs and database available with the Track Child portal, as a result of which the identity of the child is instantly established. Students of classes 9th to 12th in CBSE schools will have to attend a mandatory health and physical education class every day from the current academic session. It will be a qualifying subject for which grades will be offered and is mandatory for students to be eligible to appear for the 10th and 12th board exams. The marks will, however, not be added to the final result. The board has prepared a manual detailing sports guidelines and methodologies in this regard. Talking to AIR, CBSE chairperson Anita Karwal said the move is a step to prevent growing obesity among children.
Every day, एक period sports compulsory कर दिया है और इसमें ऐसा किया है कि बच्चे को बस बाहर जाके खेलना जरूरी है और बच्चा सिर्फ खेलेगा और उसी पे उसकी assessment होगी. Games के अलावा हम लोगों ने ये भी कहा है कि हर एक school बच्चे को मास पीटी या योगा भी जरूर कराए. तीसरी चीज हम ये कह रहे हैं कि बच्चे का health record maintain करना जरूरी है. जो school maintain करेगा, हम उसे मांगेंगे नहीं, पर school के पास हर साल उसका record maintain होना चाहिए.
The News Services Division of All India Radio, in its weekly bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, will bring you a discussion tonight on Barvi ke baad uch shiksha mein naye vikalp. This can be heard on FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. Listeners can ask questions to the experts in our studio on toll-free telephone number 1-800-115-767. You can also ask questions on the telephone number 011-231-4444 and post queries on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts by hashtag AskAIR. This program is also available on Doordarshan DTH. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has unveiled a new anti-corruption policy for all its member states. The new guidelines, launched last night, will systematically address corruption and its impact on economic growth in the countries. The stricter new policy also aims to tackle how rich countries contribute to corruption in the developing world by failing to prevent bribery and money laundering or by allowing anonymous corporate ownership. Under the new guidelines, IMF will discuss good governance concerns in all annual economic reviews of member countries. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said, "Corruption hurts the poor, hinders economic opportunity and undermines trust in institutions." The new guidelines will come into effect from the 1st of July this year. A record number of 20 Indian Americans are running for the U.S. congressional elections to be held in November this year. Collectively, they have raised more than $15.5 million, with seven of them raising over $1 million each. As per the latest fundraising figures released by the Federal Election Commission, Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy from Illinois has raised a maximum over $3.5 million. Mr. Krishnamurthy is seeking his re-election from the 8th Congressional District in Illinois. Pitted against him is Indian-American Jitendra Digankar from the Republican Party. Indian-American scientist and entrepreneur Shiv Ayyadurai is running as an independent candidate for the U.S. Senate seat from Massachusetts. Three other Indian-American congressmen, Ro Khanna, Dr. Ami Bera and Pramila Jayapal, each have raised more than $1 million. For the first time, a total of 1,308 Indian women will perform Hajj without the company of a mehram or a male guardian. Union Minority Affairs Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi said in Mumbai that these women have been exempted from the lottery system and will be allowed to proceed to perform Hajj. He said, "Women Hajj assistants will be deployed to help women pilgrims and monitor facilities provided to them." Mr. Naqvi also said the government has succeeded in getting India's Hajj quota increased for the second consecutive year. He said this will be for the first time after independence that a record number of over 1,75,000 Indians will go to Hajj this year.
पहला मौका होगा जब हज जो है विदाउट सब्सिडी होगा, नई पॉलिसी के तहत हज होगा। हज और यहाँ के हज यात्री सबसे ज्यादा हिंदुस्तान से हज यात्रा करने जा रहे हैं, 1,75,000 से ज्यादा। अफोर्डेबल किराए हो सके, कम से कम उनको खर्च हो सके, ये सारी चीजें व्यवस्था होंगी और मैं मानता हूँ कि बेहतर तरीके से हज प्रक्रिया इस बार होने वाली है।
Noted Telugu poet, composer, musicologist and artist Balantrapu Rajinikanth Rao passed away in Vijayawada yesterday due to old age. He was 98. Rao worked for decades in All India Radio and headed its Vijayawada division as director. His last rites will be performed today with full state honours. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Leader of Opposition Y.S. Jagmohan Reddy have condoled Mr. Rao's death. India has bagged 10 gold medals in the 8th South Asian Judo Championship in Lalitpur, Nepal. The women had made a clean sweep by grabbing all the 7 individual gold medals, while the men won 3 of the total 7 coveted yellow medals. Here's more from our correspondent.
Indian women continued with their golden performance on Sunday also. Garima Chaudhary won 5th gold medal for the country. Within a few minutes, Sri Jina Devi also bagged gold. Tulika Mann grabbed 7th and last gold of the women's section. Indian men were also not far behind. Divesh won 1st gold for the country. Vijay Kumar Yadav and Ajay Yadav also won their bouts and bagged gold medals. Hosts Nepal and Pakistan won 2 gold medals each. Indian judoka expected to excel in the team event scheduled today. Rajkumar, AIR News, Kathmandu.
In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets at Jaipur last night to hand the defending champions their 4th defeat in 5 games. Opting to bat, Mumbai posted 167 for 7, riding on Suryakumar Yadav and Ishan Kishan's 130-run second wicket stand. Rajasthan's West Indian pacer Jofra Archer bagged 3 wickets. In reply, the hosts overhauled the target with 2 balls to spare, with Sanju Samson making a half century. Archer was named man of the match. Today, Delhi Daredevils will clash with Kings 11 Punjab in Delhi at 8 in the evening. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Taneja.
Thank you, Lalima. Modi, Xi set for informed talks in China this week, headlines the Hindustan Times. Leaders likely to avoid NSG, Azhar, other micro-stress points, adds the Daily. Kailash Yatra via the Nathula route is back on track is a DNA headline, hinting at the softening ties between India and China post-Doklam. President nod for death to child rapists is an Asian Age headline. A petition has been filed in the Delhi High Court about the mess created by butchering birds and animals in slaughterhouses. It is savage, sadistic and ghastly cruelty on poultry in Murga Mandis with no proper disposal. That's a story covered in the Mail today. The Tribune reports how farmers in Punjab, especially cotton growers, are facing a tough time as the southern branch canal is drying up. The Tribune also carries a heart-rending picture of rag pickers and cows, both amidst a garbage dump full of plastic waste. While rag pickers collected the reusable material, cows are seen eating plastic and garbage, as Earth Day yesterday focused on menace of plastic pollution. 50 IIT alumni quit jobs to form political party to fight for rights of SCs, STs and other backward classes, reports the Asian Age. IIT Delhi has developed an app for public to file civic complaints, writes the Asian Age. At long last, MTNL being wound up, headlines the Financial Express, citing revenue losses. The DNA reports how a 40-year-old driver, Jassi, found a depressed girl on a Delhi road and helped her unite with her family. Indian chess prodigy Shreyas Royal fighting to stay in Britain, reports the Mail today. Puducherry Botanical Garden gets a new life, reports the Pioneer, thanks to Lieutenant Governor Ms. Kiran Bedi. In some more green news, the PMO is now all set to give a push to vertical gardens to curb pollution, says the Pioneer. Canada's largest school board, covering 583 schools and a student population of 2.5 lakh, has decided to recognize November as the Hindu Heritage Month. That's a story in the Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Lalima.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit China on Friday for an informal summit with President Xi Jinping. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj says the meeting aims to enhance mutual communication. Delhi police traces about 3,000 missing children in just 4 days by using facial recognition system. Classes 9th to 12th to have mandatory health and physical education class every day, says the CBSE. In a first, over 1,300 Indian women to perform Hajj this year without male guardians. IMF unveils new anti-corruption policy for its members. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets at Jaipur. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.